It's Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. The clock is ticking on a new state budget. Measles cases reported in Minnesota, including the Mall of America. Senator Tammy Baldwin says federal funding should continue for the Head Start child care program. And a former Rice Lake Warrior helps lead his college ball team to an undefeated season. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. At the Capitol, the clock is running on the next two-year state budget. Bob Haig takes a look.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders have met twice so far. The two sides are attempting to reach consensus on tax cuts while the Joint Finance Committee works on the budget. If lawmakers don't pass a new budget by the end of June, current spending levels will continue. A drawn-out impasse into late summer or fall would not be welcomed by Wisconsin's local governments and school districts, who need to know what their shared revenue and general school aids payments will be for their own budget planning. And the last time that happened was 2007, when then-Governor Jim Doyle and Republican lawmakers reached a compromise in October. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two cases of the measles detected in the Twin Cities Metro. The Minnesota Department of Health says the cases are unrelated and are Minnesota's third and fourth confirmed measles cases in 2025. The first case involves an adult who was exposed during domestic air travel outside of Minnesota. The second case involved an unvaccinated child who was infectious while at the theme park inside the Mall of America on May 24th. The Minnesota Department of Health says anyone in the mall on May 24th between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. may have been exposed and should be aware of any symptoms that develop until June 14th. So far this year, Wisconsin has had no reported cases of the measles. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the Rice Lake Head Start Child Care Center last week. She touted the program's importance in so-called child care deserts and said it provided essential services to families who otherwise could not afford early childhood care. The program has been the target of cuts and closures by the Trump administration. Baldwin said she pressed Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about maintaining funding for the program.
And he said on the public record that he would continue to recommend full funding for Head Start. So I'll believe it when I see it, given all these chaotic fits and starts with the program.
Baldwin noted the closing of 5 of 10 regional offices in April negatively impacted local operations. The federally funded Head Start program provides free early childhood education and health and nutrition services to children of low-income families. It serves approximately 600 students in the western and northwestern Wisconsin area. President Donald Trump faces the challenge of convincing Republican senators, global investors, voters, and even Elon Musk that he won't bury the federal government in debt with his multi-trillion dollar tax break package. Financial markets have remained skeptical as the deficit continues to grow despite Trump's promises to curb spending. Senator Ron Johnson, a Wisconsin Republican, said he'd spoken with Trump recently about the bill after his promise that at least 4 senators were willing to hold the bill unless steeper cuts to the deficit were made. For the first time ever, a college baseball team finished a season undefeated, and a former Rice Lake Warrior was a key contributor. Louisiana State University Shreveport became the first college baseball team to finish a season unbeaten at 59-0, winning the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics Championship. On the mound for the Pilots to close out the perfect season was Isaac Rohde. Rohde graduated from Rice Lake in 2019. The senior lefty was the ace of the Pilots' pitching staff this season, leading the squad in wins and innings pitched. Don't get scammed while booking a summer vacation. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says you should only be working with a trusted travel agent or online booking site rather than third parties.
You want to make sure that you only pay with your credit card. If you are asked to pay through an unusual payment means, such as a gift card payment or wire transfer, steer away from that.
If you're going to book a short-term rental, don't be afraid to check a map website to see if the property that's being offered actually exists. Schiller says that any deal that seems too good to be true shouldn't be trusted. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.